Hello and welcome to awareness.podomatic.com. I want to thank you for joining me today. Today what we are going to get in touch with is a feeling. And we're going to use our imaginations and play with our imaginations in a couple of different directions and see what feelings begin to pop up as we do this. For some of you it may be a little bit unsettling, so I want to tell you in advance and ask you to stick with it, and you will make it through in one piece, I promise, clearer than when you began. We're going to start now, and if you will, please think of an area of life that matters to you. Perhaps it is money, perhaps a car or a house, maybe it is a relationship, perhaps with your mother or your father, maybe it is a community of friends that you love, or maybe it is peace between nations. Look in your life, what is important in your world right now, and find just this one for now, and only this one. As you do this, you may find that many areas are important to you. Of course there are. Just know that later on you can come back to them and apply this same conversation. Okay? For me, to give you an example, I am going to be thinking about fatherhood, about being a new father, about having a child. This is the one that I'm going to be looking at and meditating on. So, take a moment and hold in your mind, or perhaps even better, it is to write it down. What is this area for you? Is it your health or fitness? Is it an area about education or parenting? Is it about being a different type of human being than you have been in the past? What is the area that matters most to you in life right now? Okay, do you have it? Now that you do, I want you to imagine something about it. Imagine that whatever it is you are thinking of, you have that right now. In fact, you are it right now. And there is nothing separating you from what it is you are holding in your mind. Okay, now that you have one, I want you to imagine something about it. Imagine that whatever it is you are thinking of, you have it right now. You are it right now. Imagine that there is nothing separating you from the thing that you are holding in your mind. Let yourself dream. Let yourself in your mind. Let yourself have it. Look very closely at this thing the details of it, every facet. Hold it in your hand if you can, in your mind. Turn it around. Look at the color and the shape and the size. And begin to feel it. Look at how you are being with this future you want. Being excited and joyful, playful. It is wondrous. This is you are looking at in the future. Grateful. How is it for you, just imagining that you have this now, that you are this now, it is yours. Be creative with your mind here. Feel it in your possession. For me, the area again is fatherhood. I can see the blue clouds in the sky this day. My young boy, I can hear laughing in the background. It is time for me to get up from my studies and go to see him after his little sleep. Excited, lovingly, I approach his area of the house where he has been sleeping. I peek inside to see him on his back, playing with some toys floating above him. In the background, the music from Mozart is playing softly. From a few feet away from him, I look. He is so happy and free, loved, playful, curious, and I move to tears, amazed at what a gift life has brought to my experience. My wife walks up to me, holds me, and together we are crying at how beautiful this moment is, how wonderful our lives have become. It is so good. We are in ecstasy. Heaven is right here on earth right now. And I can feel this in every part of my body. For the thing that you are holding in your mind, take a moment. Slow down. Create for yourself an experience in detail of this thing that you are wanting for your life. No matter what it is, allow yourself to be fully creative, playful. As you begin to feel the feelings of having what you wanted in this area of your life. Breathe in and out and create. Now, I want you to take a moment and ask yourself, what are the many reasons I would like this? What would I get out of having this thing in my life? What is so good about it for me? Really, what would be so good about it for me? What has me be fulfilled about having this particular thing in my grasp right now. For me, I want to be a father so that I can learn from my child who I am, what I am capable of, what love I have in me, for me to give it fully to my child. What new experiences and growth will arise in my relationship with my wife that could not possibly occur without the child being born. These are reasons that I am creating that have meaning to me. So take some time and look for yourself what reasons you might create for going after what you want. I say it this way on purpose, you know. I do not ask you what reasons are there for wanting what you want. No. I ask you to create your reasons. Now, why would I ask you to create your own reasons? As human beings, we go on and on in our life, acting like there simply are reasons for everything that we do. Reasons. We are always being reasonable, justifying with our reasons. Well, why did you do that? Well, I did that because blah, blah, blah. Well, how come? Because blah, blah, blah. It's all nonsense. We're making up our reasons. And we can make up 100,000 reasons for everything. We're insane with reasons. There are no reasons that exist in reality. You may remember this from previous conversations, but to shorten it up, you can test this by a simple question. If I am not here, if I do not exist, does my reason stay here without me? You see, where you go, the reason goes. The reason is portable, it is with you, as a thought. Let's take it a step further. Every reason you have is solely your creation. You may not have been aware of it at the time. When you created it, you may not have known that you were creating a reason for something. It may have been a reaction to something or someone else. Nonetheless, you are the one who made it a reason for you. From now on, it is time to begin making up reasons for things on purpose, with some awareness. So, for this thing that you want, create the reasons, powerful reasons, for you to want this thing that you want now. What are the reasons for yourself that you want this thing in your life? Take some time with this. Enjoy it. Make up good ones. Okay, let us look over what we have done. First, we have created a clear picture of what it is that we want. And then, we have created powerful reasons for us wanting those things. Reasons that we can feel. A picture in our mind that gives us the experience of it right now. Now we are going to do something different. We're going to point in a completely different direction. We are going to create an experience and use our minds wrongly. We are going to use our minds so that we can feel the feeling that is associated with using our minds wrongly. Let us now have a conversation with ourselves about all of the reasons that we cannot ever, ever have this thing that we want. Take a moment . Entertain the idea, and it is only an idea, that you are never, ever going to be able to have what it is you really want in this area of your life. What just happened? Where did you go? Feel your body, feel your emotions. How does this feel in your body? Did your stomach turn? Did you get a headache? Did you become a bit angry and want to turn me off? Did you get frustrated? Did you become unsettled in any way? If you did, it would be normal. You were just creating the reason you cannot possibly have what you want. What misery is this? What I had you do was focus on the idea that what you want is never going to be. Simply by having the thought, it had an emotional impact on you. These thoughts, the ones that often they go chattering away throughout the day, all day long, like a little monkey on your back. Or two monkeys, one in each ear. Throughout the day, these monkeys chattering away, these thoughts that you're having, that might be telling you what is possible and what is not, they may not be assisting you. They may not be helping you to reach your dreams. Each thought you have throughout the day, look at carefully, and then create another thought. Create another thought which is closely aligned with what it is that you really want. Notice it is your feelings sometimes that come before you can even notice what is going on in your mind. It is your feelings that may clue you in, your feelings that might wake you up, your feelings, they are like an early warning system that what you were just thinking a moment ago is taking me away from what I really want. My feelings are an indicator that my energy is going in the wrong direction. My focus in need of some calibration. Remember, it is you who is responsible for your feelings. They are coming from your thoughts, not the other way around. We are training our minds to awaken, to create our thoughts on purpose, and to create powerful, impactful futures that we want for our lives right now. If what you want is an object, say, the thing I want is in my hands right now. I can feel it perfectly and in detail. If you want something to do with relationships, say to yourself something like, the relationship I want is wonderful. I'm experiencing it right now as perfect as it is. The other person is incredible. Here to learn and grow and enjoy this life just like me. These are examples of conversations you can create. These are much more attractive conversations. Allow yourself to feel just how attractive you are when your thoughts are in this direction. What do you feel in your body now? What are your emotions now? When you are focusing on what you want and allow yourself to feel it, and you create powerful reasons for it to be, you will have one experience, and then again, when you focus on not having it and create powerful reasons you cannot have it, you will have yet another experience. This is not that new, really, these ideas. These are not so new. There are many contemporary sporty people that have ideas that are similar to this. Take, for instance, Tiger Woods, the golf player, known as the best golf player in the entire world, ever, in the entire history of mankind. You see, successful people in all realms have been practicing some version of this in their everyday lives. What we don't often realize is that every waking moment, we are already doing this exact thing all of the time. Just how often do you think that you are on purpose creating your wants and the feelings behind what you want and your experience of having it right now? What if every moment is a new shot on the golf course like Tiger Woods? So hold on to that thing in your mind. Experience its beauty. Experience what life will be like with that thing or that other person or that relationship or with that money or car. The relationship with your parents or your community. The relationship between all people. Hold it in your mind. What is possible for all of humanity? Experience this place as heaven right now. Create powerful reasons why these things should be. Let yourself feel that. Give yourself permission to daydream. Give yourself imagine to envision this future and to imagine and feel it as if it is real. Soon enough, it will manifest itself. Thank you so much for joining me again on awareness.podomatic.com. And I do know that I still have a promise to talk about sex at some point soon. But since it is not so important a subject, though full of curiosity, these other conversations are taking precedence. I also want to thank you for all of the wonderful feedback I am getting. This podcast is growing leaps and bounds all over the world. It's incredible. I don't understand it, but I am grateful for it. Until next time.